Relax, unwind, and indulge in the finest moments of leisure. On Casey Leisure, we bring you the best in entertainment, travel, and lifestyle delights every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Casey 107.7.
And welcome back. You're listening to Casey at Leisure with me, Noshat Khan, on Casey 107.7. Disney has been a part of all our lives for over 100 years. I'm not 100, but I've listened to Disney music for most of my life. Your children, my children, we've all listened to Disney, and it's always evergreen. Now, the Disney's The Magic Box is playing at Artscape, and I attended the premiere. What's interesting about this production is that the first premiere, the world premiere of this production, which is an amazing collection of 75 Disney classics into a musical on stage with puppetry and a complete local South African cast. The creative producer from Disney, Felipe Gambe, is here for the last 2.5 months putting together this world premiere. And it is such an honor for South Africa and Cape Town especially to host a world premiere of a Disney production. Because this production, I watched it for 90 minutes, is amazing, and it's going to go all over the world. And it will always be remembered that it was premiered in South Africa, in Cape Town. So it's an absolute milestone for us. The production itself made its world premiere at the Artscape Theatre, and it was nothing short of magical. The show, which features a fully South African cast and crew, captivated the audience from start to finish, offering a spectacular combination of music, puppetry, and visual effects that brought the beloved worlds of Disney to life. The musical opens with dazzling visuals, immersing the audience into a sensory-rich experience filled with vibrant colors and jaw-dropping projections. Iconic Disney characters come to life through expert puppetry and imaginative costumes. The stage design itself is a masterclass in creativity, inviting viewers into a fantastical world of animation, much like the classical Disney films that charmed us for generations. Featuring more than 75 songs from Disney classics such as The Lion King, Frozen, Mona, and Aladdin, the show tugs at the heartstring of Disney fans, young and old. You find the audience singing along or standing up, kids are enjoying it. It is one of those magical night experiences. The way these timeless tunes are woven into the original score adds a layer of nostalgia, making every scene memorable. The choreography too deserves a special mention as it brings fluidity and elegance to the production, combining traditional musical theater dance with dynamic and modern movements that suit each Disney number perfectly. The Magic Box is not just a feast for the eyes and ears, but also for the heart. The South African cast brings palpable energy and passion to the stage, delivering performances that make the audience feel as if they are reliving their favorite Disney moments all over again. It's no wonder Marlene Leroux, CEO of Artscape, expressed her pride in the show, saying, "This is not just a performance, it's a celebration of South African talent on the world stage. The Magic Box is a unique blend of international magic and local heart." Felipe Gambe, the show's creative producer, also highlighted the significance of showcasing South African talent, stating, "Our musical pays tribute to Disney's creators and showcases the extraordinary talent we found in South Africa. The energy and passion of this cast will undoubtedly captivate audiences across the globe." The production has been meticulously crafted by a highly skilled creative team, including Michael Curry, known for his work on Disney's The Lion King, and South African designers such as Malaka. The result is an awe-inspiring tribute to Disney's legacy, combined with the raw homegrown talent of South Africa. It's a proudly South African production, cast and crew that is making waves right here in Cape Town. The world premiere of The Magic Box is poised to embark on an international tour, and Cape Town audiences are privileged to witness its magic first. This is an unforgettable show that will undoubtedly leave a lasting impression on audiences across the globe. So if you get a chance to see it, it's on, I think, until the early first week of November. The Magic Box is on at the Artscape Theatre. I just read to you my review that is on Cape Town this month, and I managed to get an interview with the creative producer, Felipe Gambe. Listen to what he has to say and the excitement in his voice about having this premiere of Disney's The Magic Box right here in Cape Town.
It's been an absolute magical experience, and thank you so much for bringing this to Cape Town in South Africa. How does it feel that the project has come alive?
Well, thank you so much for those very kind words. I can see in your eyes that it's very genuine and that you had a great time. You know, the first thing I would say is that we didn't bring it to South Africa, but we made it here, which is what's so exciting. We made it all with South African talent, with a South African cast and a South African crew. So us in the creative team, we came from all over the world, from Europe, from Latin America, from the United States, from everywhere. But the talent that we collaborated with here was all South African. So it was really made here in this very building. So I think it's a matter of pride, I think, for South Africa to deliver a show that is Broadway level.
So a project like this must be take time, take years to think about it, conceptualize, and then it comes to the stage.
Yes.
How long, where did this all start?
It started four and a half years ago in my garden. I can tell you exactly when. It was during the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, those of us who were lucky enough not to be affected by it, health-wise or otherwise, we had a moment to think. And I have been working for Disney for 15 years. And I decided I wanted to come up with something new, something that in one show, because, you know, during the pandemic, everything felt very urgent. I just wanted to create a show that was a summary of everything, because life is very short. And that is, it is completely a pandemic time.
We are here today after all of that time. You are very happy it happened in Cape Town.
Very happy.
What's the next day? Where is this? I know you're going to Johannesburg.
That's all I can say. It's going to
Johannesburg. Oh, you're not getting more than that. It's exciting times for South Africa.
Yes.
In terms of the quality of our talent, our creativity.
The best group I have worked with in my life, honestly. I mean, the level of professionalism combined with a level of care and love and passion is rare to find. Because normally you have either one thing or the other, right? Or you have a lot of heart, but lacking rigor and training. Here is a perfect combination of both things, right? It's so absolutely rigorously trained, top level, and at the same time, full of heart.
Thank you so much. Again, welcome to Cape Town, South Africa, and thank you for bringing this to us, and all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that was Felipe Gambe. But any show, any world premiere, any premiere of a show at Artscape, you'll find Marlene. That laugh, that enthusiasm is always lighting the stage, lighting the theater. So it was easy for me to find her. And this is what she had to say about the world premiere of Disney's The Magic Box right here at Artscape in Cape Town.
Marlene, it's opening night. And we almost in summer, but you've got a very big production in Artscape.
Yes, it's Magic Box. And what makes it so important is that it's an all South African cast. The producers are based in New York. And it's the premiere, this is the world premiere of all, most of the Disney songs and the hits. But it's premiere here at Artscape. So they have assembled this at Artscape. So the first audiences that are going to see it, and I must say this, is not tonight's audiences. It was all our final dress rehearsals, our schools, our outlined areas. From all over, they came to experience how Disney has put this together. Because it's about magic, it's about lights. It's also to create the illusion. And so for us as a theater, that they've decided, because I met with these people last year already.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came here, they said they didn't realize that Africa have a theater like this.
I always say that Artscape is most probably one of the best theaters on the African continent. The Opera House is an experience that you can have anywhere in the world. So it makes it apt that a show like this will come here. How does it feel for such a global premiere to happen right on our doorstep?
What happens is, like, what we can say here is that we have the talent. Secondly, it is accessible, because the same show, if it goes to New York, you won't be able to afford it. Because it's at Artscape, I'm very clear that the ticket prices must be accessible for everybody to come and see it. But, and thirdly, because it's a space that belongs to the people, artists first. That is why the New Yorkers listened to me when I said, with the auditions. It is an all-cast for South Africans. For these young people and professionals that is performing on our stage tonight with acclaimed, very highly professional producers, technical staff, it's also for them a dream that comes true. It's on their CV. And they're going to travel the world as well.
Marley, you and I have been in this sector for so long. You're talking October, November. For a big production, a world premiere, it was risky. I'm sure there was some thoughts around that. It is. It's the timing. But these guys, Showtime has taken that. You've taken the chance. How's ticket sales look?
Ticket sales is picking up because a production like this is word of mouth. It's also this time of the period.
It's about experience.
It's about experience, but also it is about economics as well. We must always realize that live theatre is important, but there's also the money side to it, the flip side of it. So we need to look at what, and I'm thankful to Hazel Feldman. I'm thankful to Showtime because they've put in the risk. They have the collateral to do this. Artscape is partnering with them, with the venue, with the technical staff, with also the lights, with all the infrastructure, because this doesn't come just overnight. So for us, it is a ship that is oiled already for them to be able to produce something from scratch here at Artscape.
Well, well done for everyone that put it together. I think from what I've been watching online, people are excited, families are excited, and I wish you, I wish Hazel Falkman and Tony and the rest of the Disney team all the best.
It's Disney time!
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.